is Mike.
Hey, Rob.
Mike.
You really have the ESP working for today's opening.
Isn't it magical sometimes?
Man,
that
now
happens? Yeah, that was great.
Pretty amazing stuff. Very, very interesting. That, of course, Mr. Jack Nicholson and the Witches of Eastwick.
Can I dedicate it?
Yeah, go right ahead.
To my lady, Hoda Kotb.
Ah, yes. Hoda Kotb, who works on the last hour of the Today Show with Kathy Lee Gifford.
She commutes from Egypt.
A lady that Beth Ann McBride says is doing a good job.
Kathy Lee.
Who's better, Kathy Lee or Ann Curry?
we'll get to that in a second.
Yes, it's a debate.
Today is Wednesday, May 14th, 2008. Today we welcome Tony Perkins from Fox 5.
Yeah.
We will chat with Nikki, the latest contestant to be eliminated from Bravo's Top Chef program. And we will talk bathroom graffiti with, what's that guy's name, Doug Rice?
Doug Rice.
Let's say
Doug
that.
Rice. He wrote a book called From the Stall.
Yes.
And also, I have to mention to you that it is Argument Wednesday.
Argument Wednesday.
We had an argument about that before we went on the air.
I know.
Yeah, as to whether I was going to keep
Argument Wednesday.
And
it's Argument Wednesday.
And
oh.
Argument Wednesday.
Whether I was going to keep those in the machine.
It's you know Argument what? Wednesday.
I hate it. I never do it justice when I play the sing of Argument Wednesday. Listen to the very end.
Yes.
Because the best part, so everybody until the end.
Argument here,
listen
Wednesday.
Up.
That's great.
Isn't that nice?
Here are our phone numbers. 877-365-3636. You can instant message us at Mike O-W-J-F-K on AOL. And send your emails to Omera, that's O-M-E-A-R-A, at WJFKFM.com. To my right is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Over here is Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Hey, baby.
And here she is, the executive producer and Ann Curry lover of the show.
Hello.
Miss Beth Ann McBride.
Yeah. I don't know how you
lays
can
that
hate
bomb,
Ann
drops that nuclear warhead on us right before we're going
all
on the air.
Hate her.
We were sitting in here for like only 10 minutes, but did it not seem like an hour and a half?
It was excruciating to me.
It was so flipping tedious.
We were all like going, yeah.
Normally we just dash in, we come in, we do the show, you know, we go home, we don't have any contact with each other.
No.
For some reason, we had 10 minutes prior to the show
together.
Where we were all sitting here, and we all progressively began to slouch as the conversation continued. We just sort of slouched down into our chairs, and then, you know, Beth Ann decided to just enliven the room by saying, I like Ann Curry.
No, you were talking about something.
I like Ann Curry. Wow.
Now, I knew from the old show that Mike wasn't a fan.
Right.
I was not a fan. Rob's not a fan.
No.
Buzz is not a fan.
Not at all.
Don was not a fan.
No.
Ann Curry, it's very simple. And many people who cover the medium are not fans because Ann Curry just comes across. Look, I don't know Ann Curry. I don't know where her heart really lies.
Right.
But
exactly.
She comes across.
I think that's the point.
Now, hold on a second.
You don't know.
Hold on a second.
And I know.
She comes across as
Argument
the most
Wednesday.
Unbelievable. It is. Wait a minute. Where
it's
is it?
Here somewhere.
Argument Wednesday.
She comes across as the most sanctimonious, holier-than-thou, Pollyanna phony that I have ever seen on television. And she has her sad voice.
Yes, she does.
Because let me tell you.
She's reading sad things.
Yeah,
that
no.
Maybe genuinely...
And you know what? She's not bright enough to realize
do
that
we
she
know
can
that?
Read.
Do
well,
we know?
I'm assuming.
Do we have her IQ score?
You're presuming. And
you are.
That's better.
Yes.
Thank you,
I
Buzz.
Presume. Well, you're with us on this,
oh, absolutely.
Right? Yeah. The thing is, you know, so don't look to him for support on
I'm
this
not.
One like you did yesterday. And probably on most arguments where you two will side against me. But here's the deal.
Listen, I was at Ann Curry's MySpace page.
Gosh, I believe it.
Oh, can you imagine her space?
No.
Wow.
Yikes.
I approved her as a friend. I did not deny.
Ann Curry.
Yeah, whatever.
Ann Curry is dumb because she feels that she
not
needs.
Done.
May I finish my point
Let
on Argument Wednesday?
Argument Wednesday.
We got right into it right off the bat today. Very, very straight.
Right out of
Ann
the block.
Ann Curry has to use her sad voice because she feels that she could not use her normal voice and just give us a sad news story, which we will then interpret and we will be sad about. She feels, as the average reporter comes
out.
In
other words, you think she's editorializing with her voice.
Yes, she is.
Absolutely.
She is definitely doing that. She would come out and say, "There, a normal newscaster, there was an earthquake today. Ann Curry. And a sad story out of China. There was an earthquake today."
Oh. True.
Like, I have to be told.
Right.
Like, I look on the front page of every major newspaper and see that poor woman crying for her child.
Ugh,
but Ann Curry
terrible.
Assumes that I have to be told with super sad voice. Or she's even dumber and she's thinking she has to appear sad so we'll all know how wonderful and nice and sympathetic she is.
You know, Mike, as you know, in the United States, maybe not a lot of bright people. And Anne is delivering the news maybe to the first time for people who have just turned on the television.
They know how they feel.
That is the most ridiculous logic I've ever heard in my life.
They don't need her to tell them
how to feel. She's a network anchor woman.
How would you want to be told some really bad news?
I want to be told like a news person delivering the news.
Clean,
like Buzz,
clipped, stentorian tones.
Buzz gives us the news. You don't see Buzz come on and go, and a really sad story. Now, he gives us plenty of sad news.
Right. Uh-huh.
And Buzz gave us the, I worked next to this guy on 9/11.
Right.
My God, he gave the facts. It was just like, you know, he gave it like
there,
he gives
the
news.
But there was something in his voice that sort of...
There probably was.
The proper respect, but not overacting the sadness.
I don't think she's overacting.
And
oh,
she
God,
does
it's
it.
Awful.
She does it when the Duggars have another baby.
That's a happy
18
voice.
Children.
No, she
I'm
didn't
Anne
do that.
Curry. Wow. I'm just so sweet and nice and sweetness. And
like
you don't
her.
Think she's BS?
They no. recently purchased a restaurant-grade
I
toaster.
I think she's a nice person.
Rob hates the... Is it the Duggars?
Yeah. You
know
can you
what?
Tell?
I really, actually, think... I hate the whole Today Show.
Right.
But somehow it draws me in.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz knows we IM every morning.
Absolutely.
I complain all morning about the Today Show and how bad it
and
is.
And then you followed that little symphony about Anne Curry with, you think Kathy Lee is doing a good job.
Yeah.
My God. What is wrong with you?
Kathy Lee Duggar.
I think she's doing a better job than I thought she would do. I was surprised how pleasant I found her demeanor.
How do you
the
like
first
the
time I watched
the
it.
Whole concept of the fourth hour of today?
And it's too much.
Yeah,
it's
of course it's too
much.
Wow, are you sure? That's pretty bold.
And Hoda Cleopatra, who is doing a fantastic job.
Queen of the Nile.
You know, and I love when they all fight for This Is Today on NBC, where you get Kathy Lee and Hoda every time they go to break fighting for it. But
who
first,
wins?
This Is Today, usually it's Hoda. Actually, it seems that Hoda just steamrolls right through
because Hoda can outwit her.
I just said he knows because he knows what he's dealing with there. That's exactly what he knows. But you're wrong. You're wrong about Kathy Lee. You're wrong about
everything.
You're wrong
really.
About Anne Curry.
Whatever.
Everything really.
You're wrong. You admitted to being wrong about Hogfest 2008.
What's your take on Natalie Morales?
Natalie Morales, I like her too.
What is your take on Natalie Morales? I'll give you mine. I think she's Ice
skinny.
Princess.
Yep, I agree.
She's
really?
Ice. She's the ice.
She's one of the big-headed people.
Yeah, she's
because
a little.
Her body's so small. And
I don't
her head's
think.
So big.
I think she got. She might have a husband, but he's rented. And I think she got pregnant with artificial insemination. I don't think she's like.
Hoda Kotb got her pregnant.
Can I ask you something, Mike?
Now there's one. There are a lot of. Yeah, go ahead. You can ask me if I like any women on TV.
Yeah, who do you like?
There are tons.
Tons.
There are tons.
Diane
there's
Sawyer.
Who's the other little?
He doesn't even know their name.
Who's the? I hate Diane Sawyer.
I know. I'm kidding.
I hate Barbara Walters. I adore Whoopi Goldberg. Adore her.
I like
and
Whoopi.
You're coming over to the Vieira side as well.
I like
fantastic.
I've always liked Meredith Vieira as a broadcaster. I've never been as sexually charged about her as you are, Rob, but I've always thought that she is a fantastic anchor. I think she does a spectacular job.
Agreed.
You know, back in the day, there was a day that I actually liked Katie Couric, but I think Katie Couric kind of, like men and women, they read their own press, and it gets a little crazy. But
Amy Robach is pretty good.
I like Amy Robach, and there's another one that's out of California. That
I
comes
know the
in.
One who you mean, and I think
she's
it might
got
be
an Italian name.
Yeah, she's pretty good looking, too.
Maria
Osmond?
No.
Maria Osmond.
Maria Osmond.
No, I
see,
it was a
that's
fun.
An Anne Curry. It was not funny. There wasn't anything funny, Anne Curry, about it.
I don't know.
Let's go to Bobby in Fredericksburg. Bobby in Fredericksburg, Virginia. You are the first caller on the Mike O'Mara Show today. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I have to take issue with Beth Ann.
Oh, no.
Well, you
no,
know, go
you're
ahead.
Kidding.
Beth Ann, I can't possibly say,
protect
you know find
me.
Fault
That's
with
fine.
Any of these callers right now. Have at her, Bobby.
I'm watching this person for years, and she turns it on and off. This is not a sincere thing going on.
You mean Anne Curry?
Anne Curry, that's what he's talking about.
She turns it on and off, and it's disgusting, and my mother watches it, and I want to vomit when she's watching
bully.
It. So.
Bully for Bobby.
Bully. Maybe
bully
women,
for Bobby.
Maybe women like Anne Curry, and men don't.
Well, let's go to...
Maybe she's polarizing.
Gary, I don't know, it's
no,
YBA City, Iba City? Iba
yeah,
City?
Hey,
Where are you calling from, Gary? That's one I don't
know. From Yuba City.
Yuba City.
North of your favorite town,
Very
Sacramento.
Good. What can we do for you, Gary?
Hey, I want you to leave my nice, sweet, beautiful Beth Ann alone today.
How can I leave her alone when she makes a statement like Ann Curry? She likes Ann Curry. She needs to be corrected.
Hey, here's the thing. Why are you watching any news? You got the best newsman right there. That's all. That's how I get all my news.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree, but Buzz is not up at 7 o'clock in the morning. I can't call him at his house and go, hey,
yes,
what's new?
I need to ask
Beth Ann a question.
I'd love to get a tape recorder for that and see how that would go. Call you at 7 o'clock and go, give me the news now. What? What are you talking about? I haven't even had my first doobie wah yet.
That's yes. Right.
What else did you want, Gary?
Question for Beth Ann.
Yes, she's now right that, here. Your girlfriend's right here.
Okay, now that you've gotten your new equipment, do you still wear all of your Christmas sweaters all year long?
See,
you know,
after all that,
I
he had to give you that little sexist comment there, didn't he?
I don't wear them anymore.
He wouldn't speak to Maria Osmond like that.
Did you ever wear Christmas sweaters?
It wasn't Christmas sweaters.
I'm going to give you a compliment here. You're a little young for that. You know, you haven't gotten to that age group yet.
Yeah, that's true.
However, there are women like in their 30s. From that state that just gave Hillary the landslide, probably women in their 20s that wear those Christmas sweaters.
That's all they have.
Really, who invented those?
They
honest to
them.
God, they're horrible. where are you? All right, since we're opening
Curry
up the whole treasure chest today, where are you on sweaters as far as those Christmas sweaters?
I don't wear them.
Okay, what do you think of
them? Not a good look.
Okay, thank you.
Come on.
How did you get that rap? What did you wear that started this myth?
Do you remember I used to have this shirt that had a like a snowflake in the middle.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Or was it just a stain?
No, stain. I don't consider a stain. You can't use a stain as like a verb anymore, you know?
Okay. So it was.
A stain is a.
Was
is
it
a,
just discoloration?
No, it was actually on the shirt.
Hold I remember on. The snowflake shirt.
Now I like this angle, too. Let's go to Eric. Eric from Carmichael, California. Eric, you would do Ann Curry?
Mike, I have to agree with you. She does dumb it down with the voices, but I would bone her, so that makes her tolerable.
You know what? Are you ready for a bulletin?
Yeah.
You would?
In a heartbeat.
Oh, Mike.
In a heartbeat.
Mike,
I'd like to see her. I tell you, here's the problem, though. Uh-huh. This is the problem. This gets me mad all over again.
Good.
This is the problem with Ann Curry.
Go, Mike.
You'll never, ever, ever get a remote peek at that body.
No.
You won't see any curve. You
she's
won't see
married.
Anything. I don't care if she's married. I mean, like, there are a lot of sluts that are married.
I think she's too tall. I think she has a big ass, and
God
I don't think she
them.
Has any
Do you really think she
no,
has a...
No, she's a nice little figure.
I think she might have a nice figure. I really bet. But you'll never see it, Rob. You'll never see it. We'll never be able to confirm it.
For Mr. Curry.
You would have one chance to do it, is you'd have to go back to one of the Halloween shows.
Right.
When she was dressed as Cher.
Yes.
Because that was a form-fitting outfit.
I'd like to see the ass.
I don't think she has any breasts.
I would like to see her butt.
She's so
I really
fat.
Would.
She must have some.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe if she does a swim. No, but how often does she wear like the ankle-length skirts?
Always.
I think she dresses kind of hip. They all do.
Oh, God. But you never say, but how about occasionally you see her wear something that looks remotely, form-fitting?
Like a kimono?
Even, what's her name? The other one with the big head and the pixie-like body.
Natalie Morales.
Natalie Morales
and her
wears
boyish
something.
Body.
She has
True.
A boyish body. But at least she wears things where you know what's going on.
Like a big head on Jay North's body who played Dennis the Menace.
Hold on. More people want to talk about this. Let's go to Casey in Sacramento. Casey, you're on the Mike O'Mara show. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. What can we do for you, Casey?
I was calling about the lady from California. You said you liked the news anchor. I was wondering if it was Christina Mendonca.
I don't think that's her. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's her.
She's from KCRH Channel 3. You should look her up on the KCRA.com.
I know who you mean. Like, she is an LA NBC correspondent.
What's her last name again?
And she's not excessively
Mendonca.
Bright.
It's not Menudos, is it?
Yes, I think it might be.
Is it Maria Menudos?
Maria Menounos.
Menounos. Maria Menounos. That's who we're talking about.
She does a lot of feature stuff. They're not going to let her interview Sadat. But...
All right, if you had a choice, though, I mean, of course, you've mentioned this before, Meredith.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's who you would do as far as anybody
she
on the
could,
Today Show?
She could leave her glasses on.
I would actually, Amy Rohrbach would be top of the list.
Well, sure.
There would be no question.
Goes without
but
saying.
But then, as we move down, maybe Morales. No, Menudos next.
Yeah, what about
after that? And then Morales.
Giada De Laurentiis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a
Especially,
Food Network lady.
Especially, yeah, and now.
She's incredibly
she's all
sexy.
She's chest, isn't she, boys?
Oh, she shows that cleavage
so
like
little.
Nobody
well, she
does.
She can't help but show
She's
it.
Another one of the big-headed people, but she pulls it off.
Is she pregnant?
Yes, she is.
Oh, God damn it.
But again, the Meredith Vieira factor is the attitude. Her attitude is the way
she's
she
got a wonderful attitude.
Herself.
She is so
that,
smart
that makes
and funny.
Her sexy. That's what makes her hot.
But I'm afraid that if you got Meredith, you know, hey, naked.
Dim the lights. Yeah. Pour some absinthe.
I suppose. I mean,
she drinks. She loves talking about how much she loves to drink.
Let's go to John in Idaho. Hi, John. You're on the air. How you doing?
Good. I love the new show, Mike.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that, John.
And also, I think Meredith Vieira puts that sad spin to a certain extent as much as Ann Curry does. Well, no, not as much.
No, yes. Meredith is more genuine, though.
Meredith and does hotter. It with yeah. almost like when some she does it like when a girlfriend of yours is going, aw, when somebody puts you down. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She does that a lot. She doesn't do that phony crap with the, you know, when she's doing a serious news story.
Ann reads the news, and that's not what Meredith does. She interviews the people.
Thank you very much. We have a compliment for you that's on the line right here.
It's not a compliment.
Mike from the Bay Area. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, you guys. I didn't know you had Paula Abdul on your show.
Why was I Paula Abdul? And why does Paula Abdul hate Saeed?
Well, since that came up, I did want to talk Idol. You know, last night, as
they
Idol
fixed
begins,
the audio.
They fixed the audio, but the show is without question limping to the finish line.
Horrible.
And Paula Abdul, for the first time, as far as I'm concerned, all season, decided that she's going to say crap about a contestant, mm-hmm. and she did it about the only female that's on the...
Absolutely.
She's talking trash about Saisha, and I can't believe she's doing that. And I didn't think Saisha did all that badly last night.
I really enjoyed her take on Fever, actually. I thought it was sexy. I
did,
it was too. Good.
And then Paula just gets up there and just gives it to her both barrels.
Wow.
And then, of course, when she's doing the snail trail with David Cook, and she's up there standing up going, oh my God.
We have audio of her reviewing Saisha if you'd like to hear it.
Listen to this. This is Paula Abdul.
You
will not hear her. I mean, how many times during the season hear her even remotely, you know, approaching this?
This is after her second song.
I was more pissed off at her than I am at Ann Curry on a daily basis.
Saisha was allowed to choose this song.
Okay.
A very, very interesting song.
It starts with Randy,
at this point. But what I will highlight to me is you sang it amazingly well. Again, a great performance.
I agree with Randy.
Yeah, I do.
You look lovely tonight, Saisha, and I got to tell you, you're welcome. Out of all the songs that you chose to sing, I'm surprised that... I'm surprised you picked this song, because I just feel like it's an interesting choice, but I'm not sure that it shows me who Saisha is as an artist.
Okay.
Well, you hear the audience going, oh, Paula said something.
Oh,
my God.
Sense.
Paula said something bad.
Saisha.
Okay.
Good. Saisha, I think you will probably regret that decision tomorrow.
And then,
because you had a chance to prove that you are a contemporary recording artist with your own
contemporary
choice of song. Instead, you did quite a lame cabaret performance.
Cabaret.
Contemporary. What are you going to have on your cereal? Mm-hmm. I'd like a blueberry. Would you please put a blueberry? You're just not contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
No, just not contemporary. You're in America, Simon.
You know who's already crowned David Cook as the new American Idol are the producers.
Yeah.
Based on the songs they chose for them. How dare do they saddle David Archuleta with Dan Fogelberg?
Yeah, I know. That horrible song from Dan. I mean, you know, it happened to be popular in its day.
But then you give David Cook a chance to get out there with strings surrounding him and give him a power ballad, a sucky one. But still, it's like they've already chosen him to be the victor.
I think you're right. I don't know why Paula was slamming Saisha. I think it would be more interesting with her there in the bottom two, in the top two, rather. Mm-hmm. Jeff from Fairfax, you are on the show. How you doing, Jeff?
Howdy.
How you doing?
Question for Rob.
Go right ahead.
Hi.
How many died in Burma last week?
I don't know.
How many died in China?
In the tens of thousands, yes.
I'm not sure.
The figures aren't in. What's your point?
He's gone. I didn't like where that was going.
I didn't either.
I smelled a rat there.
I'm not good at riddles anyway.
Let's go to Brian in Reno. Brian, you're on the show.
Hey, guys. Once again, you're my freaking gods, and I love you.
Thank you, Brian.
Hey, I don't know if you noticed at the end of David Cook's final song last night, but what's his face? Simon and Randy both look at each other and give each other this look, and then they make their comments. You should check it out.
Like as though they're, you know, they're conspiring, and they're coming up with
that.
Yeah,
they give each other this look, and that's why I think Paula was making the comments she was making. They really try to get these certain, you know, contestants for the final two. I really do believe that.
You know, I don't know what it is about the whole concept of David Cook, but there's just something. I know he's got a good voice and he hits the high notes really well, but at some point there's still something about that guy that makes my flesh crawl.
I know what it is. It's
what
the
is
shape
it?
Of his face.
It's his head.
He can comb his hair or grow his beard or dye it any way he wants, and he still looks like a peanut.
It is his oversized head.
And you need to go back and see his baby picture where really it looked like he should have had tubes.
Yeah, let's go to Matt. Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you
hey,
doing,
how's
Matt?
How's it going, Radio
we're
God?
Doing, we're doing great.
Good. While you guys were talking about good-looking news reporters here in Sacramento on Fox 40, we got a Natalie Bomke. She's got to be no older than 25.
Do you know what channel she's on so we can maybe get Buzz to go to the website?
Yeah, Fox 40, Sacramento, Fox 40.
Is it Fox 40?
Yeah, she come right up.
And what's her name, Natalie Bomke?
Yeah.
Bumpkins. Natalie Bumpkins. Natalie Bumpkins is
good enough for a poke.
Is she a blonde?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And everybody wants a piece. Let's go to Crappa, California with Robert.
Crappa.
Robert, you're on the air. How are you, Robert?
Whole valley, what's happening, Mike?
How are you?
Hey, I want to reiterate that last caller a couple callers ago about the judges swaying the vote.
Yeah, I mean, I smell a rat. I think
that last night, I believe that so much more now than ever before. Archuleta, that guy is just, everything sounds the same. And listen, you can close your eyes. Every song sounds the same. Freaking, you're right about the blinking. I thought he was going to sing It's a Small World. but the Saisha was good. Cook was okay. I think seriously, this show's fixed.
Have you seen that Natalie Bromke? Because I'm looking at a picture of her right now. I don't think she's all
no,
right.
No, I don't get Sacramento and Napa.
Okay, well, I agree with you, Robert. I think the fix might be in, but I also think they're down to absolutely nobody. I mean, this is a disaster for American Idol.
They've got to hate it.
I mean, it's just the worst. I think a lot of people are like me now. Just get it over with. It's almost a chore to watch it right now.
It would
now.
Be a more dynamic finale if it had been Saisha and either one of the Davids, and I'm surprised they weren't trying to boost up Saisha to make a better, a better finale.
Keith from Maryland. Keith, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ratings are. Hey, what's going on, guys? You can tell when Idol really, it's so transparent, when they really want to get someone off that show, the votes are still in their favor, they'll bash them, the judges will bash them, and Ryan Seacrest will let them just hang there.
And Keith, don't you think this year also that they are, it's working more than it has? Like, for example, when Simon said that to Saisha last night, I think you're really going to regret what you do. Don't you realize that that is the kiss of death and it really is going to mean that she's not going to get the votes? Don't you feel the way I do about that?
Oh, absolutely. Like I said, when they want someone off that show, because normally Ryan Seacrest will kind of be like, what do you mean by that comment? Well, what are you trying to say, Simon? But when they want somebody gone, Seacrest is just like, well, here's their numbers, and then boom, they're gone.
I really would say, I agree with Keith, I really think that you've got almost
all kinds of steering.
1,000,000% chance that it's going to be Saisha tonight. She's going
to
be gone.
Sure, and that has a lot to do with not only how they're treated, but the songs they're assigned.
And it's going to be David Cook, David Archuleta, The Land of Suck.
Yeah.
One of the worst finals that they've ever had in
Two
the history
of
that show. And then, here is my prediction. It's not going to go away. It's not going to be such a disaster that the show will go away. There's way too much money involved in that, and there's still, the show is still bank, and it's still doing very well. And the show is Box.
Yes.
Beth Ann.
That's
I believe
good,
the show
isn't
is
it?
Box.
I had to explain that
That's
to her.
Good, right?
That's very good.
Yeah. I asked him about it in the office today.
I predict
what is this box you
will,
speak of?
You will have a total revamping of the show. You'll have a complete revamping up to and including, even if I'm Ryan Seacrest, I wouldn't be all that sure
no,
that,
I'd be watching my
well,
back.
That I'd be
jobs,
coming back.
Yeah, so
he's going to
okay.
You know what else last night was weird?
Why?
And I don't want to overanalyze. Did you notice the weird direction when they would be interviewed by Seacrest over in the stools and then there was like an awkward time when they had to cross the stage?
That's
to
because
sing.
They were doing three songs. I think they were hustling them through so many songs that they didn't have.
There had to be a better way to do it.
Well,
though.
What they didn't have because they crammed those three songs and they didn't have the padding material
right,
where
they
would
the go. Talk piece,
they
yeah.
didn't have the video piece, so that's why they did that. Let's
Made
go to
stupid,
Mike in the Bay Area. Mike, you're on the show. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. How's it going, man?
Doing great.
I love the new show. Gotta say,
thank
First
you.
Calling to say it.
Thank you very much.
I know you're going to hate the name of the thing, but it's called Good Day Sacramento out here at Channel 31.
Love it.
Heard of it.
Check that website out. They got about 3 or 4 dime pieces on that one.
Well, I think it's the whole California thing.
Is
I think
Mark
got
S.
The,
Allen on that one?
He might be.
I think that's so. His
Mark S. Allen, big fan of the show. And, out here, we've got hotties here. We've got Barbara Harrison.
Hello.
Yeah.
We're excited. Yes, we've got Beth Ann McBride.
We have Doreen.
Roger, you're on the show. How you doing, Roger?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
We are doing great.
Okay, so Saisha was number two that sang, and after her first song, Randy's comment to her was, "That is why you are standing up there at number three." Is that any indication that she's not going on to the
that's
finals?
That's true.
I didn't
you know
that.
I'll tell you what, the frustrating thing about the entire American Idol, and I know you're delighted, Buzz, because you don't watch the show.
I'm enjoying its demise.
You do not waste your time with
he
that.
He does love right? it.
It's just, not only is the talent where it is, and that's what the whole show is yeah. based on. You know, there's just nobody that gets me motivated. And I guess the 16-year-old girls are hot for David Archuleta.
Why?
But outside of that, David Cook, does he fall into the Chris Daughtry category of hot guy?
No, I don't think so.
No.
But you know, if we're gonna have to choose.
I expect him to take off that rocker T-shirt and you'll see like female breasts.
We don't have to choose.
Well, I want anyone but Archuleta.
Oh, now why are you so anti-David Archuleta, my little David?
Because
that
whole act that he doesn't know he can sing really well, that whole act that, you know, first of all, he really doesn't like girls because he's gay, but, you know, I just think he's...
David?
Oh, David.
You're a bitch.
You've heard it.
She called you gay.
Bitch.
David.
I've never heard him speak like that.
Now you're even.
There was father's outside too. Uh-oh. You're in big trouble.
One great moment last night is I think it was Randy said that at one point David did a good choice of song, but that he was a little pitchy.
Right.
And you looked like he had just been kicked in the balls. He didn't know how to handle a piece of negative criticism.
It's just depressing.
Because he hasn't heard it.
But everybody in Sacramento wants to talk about it. Jason from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's up, guys?
How you doing?
Good, man. My friends and I hate Dave Cook. There's something about
Dave
him.
Cook.
Dave Cook. I like that,
sure.
too.
Dave Cook. Something like that.
You got to get a better phone. Matt from Sacramento, you're on the show.
Hey, Mike, first I want to congratulate you on your show. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Held up to expectations. Adrian Bankhart, KCRA Channel 3. I can guarantee you.
Oh, that's what they're calling about now.
A lot of that.
It's their anchors. They're excited about.
You know, they're anchor proud.
Just try something different here. George from Chico. Thanks for calling the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well,
thank you for having the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're more than welcome.
Chico.
Call your friends in Washington. Hello there.
I know what it is about David Cook. David Cook has short-ass arms. He looks like a T-Rex. If you notice, he can barely hold his guitar. And that's what makes him look odd, look funny.
No, it's his
short
face.
Short-ass arms.
It's his face.
It's a T-Rex. I like that. I do. T-Rex references I always enjoy anyway. David from Sacramento.
Dave.
You're on the show. Yes, tell us about your anchors.
Well, if you're going to start talking about hot anchors, you got to remember 60 Minutes, Andy Rooney, Morley Safer.
Oh, thanks so much. Yes, now the calls are beginning to get stacked.
See what he did
up.
With the comedy there?
I totally understand
jokes
that.
Jokes are coming in from the state capitol.
Let's switch it up here. Tony from Sacramento, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Mike, are you broadcasting straight out of Sacramento? Because that's all you're getting.
Let's go to Big Fat in D.C., ladies and gentlemen.
Skip signal.
Hey, Big Fat, how are you?
What's popping off, man?
Hey, man, what's popping off with you, brother?
We are.
I got some inside information for y'all.
Yeah, I love inside information. I do.
I love taking my ladies on dinner.
I know
dates.
This broad. She works for Fox, and she live out there in California, and she has her hand inside the American Idol.
Yeah.
And she said over Thanksgiving when she come home that they just signed a contract for another, like, 7 or 10 years. So it's garbage for the next 7 or 10 years.
Wow.
What did he say?
American Idol will be on for another 7 to 10 years.
7 to 10 years.
Is that what you're saying?
Take it to the bank, Big Fat. Absolutely. I believe that. It'll be on for another. Because that's how TV works. They guarantee a lot of shows for 10 years.
7 to 10 years. Pass the creamed onions.
Let's go to Keith in Maryland. Keith.
Oh, my God.
You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you
Ryan
doing, Keith?
Crispy.
What?
How old would Ryan C.
Well,
C.
go
Crispy?
Ahead. Just when I'm taking a caller, just scream right through it. What? It's Beth Ann as she comes back into the studio after running around.
Sorry.
Ryan Seacrest would be a relatively young man, I would think.
He'd be 30.
He'd be just ducky. He'd be my age. Keith from Maryland, you are on the show.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's popping, Keith? go ahead, Keith. It's a radio show. I listen, you talk.
Very hip.
Thank you. I just wanted to know if you guys saw the gay moment between Ryan and Simon last night when they were doing that live little commercial. And Simon kind of tapped Ryan's face, and Ryan, like, held his hand.
Well, there, you didn't know this, right? But they actually have been linked before romantically. They actually are gay for each other, mm-hmm. and they've acted on it, mm-hmm. as we have on this show.
Sure.
Yeah, one of the things people should know about it's broadcasting, when you work with men, mm-hmm. as Buzz said, in show business,
right.
you just, you know, to really get that timing to be just right. Mm-hmm. You know, we were all making the change when Don Geronimo left the mm-hmm. show. I had had a wonderful love relationship with Don for years, and when I was coming in to do my own show, I had to get the timing down with Buzz and with Rob. And, you know, it was a weekend of sleeping together.
You've got to feel it.
Who did you sleep with first?
Rob, of course.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, it was
Rob
making.
Because I knew that, you know, Rob needed a little more seasoning, you know, as far as that. Buzz was a much more experienced lovemaker.
Yeah, and that's Mike was going to need the rest after that.
Of course, and it's the whole thing is rhythm.
You know, in this business of show.
In this business of show, you talk about rhythm. John from Centerville, you're on the show. How you doing?
It's a mess.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
How are things in Centerville, Va?
Cloudy now. How are things?
You know what? They're cloudy here, too, and it's not supposed to be cloudy. We'll have to ask Tony Perkins, weatherman extraordinaire, just what happened to his forecast.
And then we'll make love.
to get the rhythm right.
That's right.
What can we do for you, John?
Well, speaking of rhythm and an anchor woman that combines both hotness and professionalism, if you ever watch CNN Headline News.
I've watched CNN. There's some hotties on that.
Mm-hmm. Robin Meade in the morning is just the ultimate right there. She combines that total hot piece of A and the professionalism. She even knows how to tell a sad story.
It's all right. You can say piece of ass, John, but we'll check her out, too. Locally, I saw, I think, maybe a billboard for... It might be News Channel 8 that has a right here in Washington, D.C. That's got a blonde lady on. And now, when you say they're
I'm just kidding.
You're kidding,
they've
of course.
They've got 24 hours to fill. It can't be easy.
But this lady looked pretty. You know, here's the deal. And Beth Ann, I hope you won't take any offense to this.
Why would she?
Hire a little dumber. Just a little bit dumber.
Yeah.
Does that just mean it's dumber. Cuter? Prettier?
Not necessarily
younger,
a
younger.
Lock, but like, you know, when they had that TV show that sucked. About the anchor lady, where
anchor
they brought anchor woman,
the reality show,
and they brought the bimbo in.
Mm-hmm. I liked her.
You know, really, I mean, if you can barely read,
right,
you can do it. Just prop them up in front of a camera.
And
feature
if you can't
reporter.
Read, just tell them you'll do it live.
Mm-hmm. I know. Just do it live with the cameras from a low angle, and we got the best seat in the house. Jonathan from Kansas, you're on the show. What is Beth Ann wrong about today?
Oh no,
Beth Ann is absolutely correct. That Ann Curry is kind of a semi-pig, but the hottest chick ever.
Wait, hold on. Jonathan. Now, this is why they threw out evolution in Kansas, okay? You got it wrong, Jonathan. Beth Ann never said that she's kind of a pig.
Well, Beth Ann would if she knew what she was talking about, but Jessica said
wrong.
You're not going to skate
Not going to let
that.
You get away with it, Jonathan. You were wrong, and you have to admit that you were
Jessica
wrong.
Jessica Savage. Okay, I'm right. You're wrong.
I'm sorry.
Learn
you will
to
not.
Listen to learn.
Do people argue like that in Kansas? They just don't admit when they're wrong?
You saw the evolution news. You know about that.
All right, well, enough about this TV. I got to tell you, I had my little doctor's appointment today and went in for my throat. And why'd you look at him when I said that? Enough
I
of
didn't.
This.
I looked over.
Sometimes you look over and you make me paranoid.
Don't.
All right, say what I just said. Enough about this. I'll be Rob. Beth Ann be Rob, you be me, and I will give the look, okay?
Am I still
you
Rob?
You say, enough about this TV stuff.
Enough about this TV stuff. Really, was it that
bad? What is that?
When I turn my head, you can't see my face.
Why did you look at him?
Can you blame her?
He is quite handsome.
Okay. Next on the show, say that.
Next on the show. See, as I tell him that, he looks away
he
and
looks,
raises
right.
his eyebrows as if surprised.
Very
and
strange.
And
flustered.
I went to the throat doctor today.
Good.
I know a lot of people have been sending cards and letters
time.
And asking about.
Flowers
but
too.
You see, in this day and age of, as I get my Luden's cough drop out.
I wondered what that noise was.
In this day and age of medical technology, you can't see a specialist.
No.
It's not allowed. You're not supposed to. You have to go through what is referred to as the nurse practitioner.
And in this business of show,
yes,
you need your voice.
Now, even though this appointment was made by the greatest executive producer in the history of radio, Miss Beth Ann McBride, actually during the broadcast, we still did not carry the big enough stick that we could get right through to the doctor.
No.
But I will tell you, this nurse practitioner was a guy And he was just like, he was not, stop it. He was not, well, God damn it, I'm telling my story.
Gaylord Fokker?
He was not hot.
I'm guessing.
He wasn't unattractive.
It was a guess. It was just
How
a
old?
Guess.
Probably 20s.
Muscular?
Uh-huh. Wow, young.
Thin.
But
sorry.
Muscular.
I didn't really check that out.
So he was clothed.
Was he wearing a white coat? What did
he was
wear
wearing
a
white
a,
coat.
Okay,
you saw the doctor.
God,
the
you guys
nurse
are a tough room. He was a fine-looking man,
good.
But he was very doctor-like.
Ah.
I forgot that I was dealing with a nurse practitioner because he did
Dr.
he
Things.
Did it all.
Oh,
he
wow.
did everything to me.
Hello, dear.
Hold on a second. We've got a call from Paul. I think this is an anchor call. Paul, are you calling about an anchor person in D.C.?
I am, Mike.
Who's the person?
She's. I've seen her on the air for maybe the last 3 or 4 weeks or so. Joe, I think, knows her name, but she is a beautiful cup of hot chocolate that they have on the 11 o'clock news on Channel 9.
On Channel 9, what's her name?
I don't know her name. I think Joe knows her name.
So Joe wrote down Leslie Foster.
I didn't even get to her name. I mean, she is network anchor.
Is
gorgeous.
It Renee
She's
Poussin?
Beautiful.
Renee Poussin. Thank you, Paul. So I see the nurse practitioner. He makes me feel very, he does the whole exam thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand when I've got a throat problem why he needed to do a rectal exam. I wasn't sure why that had to happen.
Well, maybe
but,
it's very low in the throat.
No, anyway, it was.
Not even the whole stinger.
I couldn't do it because I was looking for this one. Hey, yeah, but he did a rectal exam instead. Thank you. I'll be here all week. So what are you doing?
I'm trying to find Leslie Foster's picture for you.
Pay attention to my story. I'm talking about
I can hear it.
This is really, you know, computers off while we're talking.
Okay.
We're talking now. We're not surfing the internet,
no.
You know? I mean, you know, you hate it when he does it.
I don't know if I hate it.
You hate it. You hate
Argument
it.
Argument Wednesday.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I hate it.
Argument Wednesday.
It's Argument Wednesday.
Argument Wednesday.
As the hairs split in two.
So would anyone really like to know what happened?
I do.
You're surfing the net. Everybody's
Sorry.
Peppering me with questions. Does anybody give an ass?
Buzz does.
Deeply.
Okay.
Me
well,
too.
You were paying attention.
Yes.
You don't care.
I do.
No, you don't. You were surfing the net looking for Leslie Foster.
I thought you wanted to see her picture.
No, I want to talk about, you know, what I want to talk about here.
Okay.
What?
I'm listening and watching and what? Hoping I hear how it went.
You know what? You were really an ass.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You are really an
Mike,
ass.
Mike, when we set up your stuff tomorrow, would you like a pistol?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Just a small pistol.
For myself.
Yeah. Oh.
It's over.
We'll be right back.
The nurse practitioner gave me this spray that he shot into my nose.
Oh, okay.
And it's a numbing thing. So it's like Novocaine. Uh-huh. He said, let me look inside your nose. He said, well... I have to put a tube down your throat. What
oh my
are
God.
You laughing at right
because
now?
Because then you said, okay, that'll be fine.
He said, don't eat or drink anything for an hour after I do this. He said, because it'll... He's numbing up not your teeth or your tongue, but like your
the
whole
throat.
Throat. So if you eat something like a whole Twinkie, you could go down your
Choke.
Windpipe.
I'm so hungry.
The whole Twinkie could go down your windpipe, and it would be very embarrassing.
That'd be bad.
So it would be a very
Less
bad
deadly.
Thing. Yes. So he sprayed the stuff. He said, I can't go in on the left side. What side? I think the left side
mm-hmm.
can't go in because it's shut down. And my deviated septum is so severe
right.
from years of cocaine abuse. It's from my hockey injuries.
The 80s.
Where I broke my nose twice playing hockey. He said he's never seen a deviated septum. I mean, it's shut down. This whole,
wow.
Like, look, I'll put my finger over my nose, and this is what it sounds like when I try to breathe on my left side.
Yeah. And it's always that way, right?
Always that way. That's not congestion.
Like getting
that's
half
just
the
a,
air. You
huh?
really, you're getting like half the air. You really. Need.
I have been told that I should have this nose fixed for 20 years, and I freak out because I've seen somebody that comes out of one of those places with the packing on their nose, and they're just like this, and I don't want to do it.
I am not an animal.
Wouldn't it be great?
Please, my name is John Derek.
You could get a celebrity nose, like
well,
Paris Hilton.
That would be two surgeries. I said, really, I wouldn't mind if you're going to go in and do that, pretty it up, you know? And they said, what kind of nose would you like? And I said, I would like a nose very, very similar to, oh, what's the actress's name? Lindsay Lohan. Mm-hmm. And
they sell that nose at Costco.
So
could they have controlled the redness with that?
No, and the broken capillaries. Just a little foundation makeup takes care of that.
I understand.
All the broken capillaries will be fine. So he goes in and takes the tube, puts it all the way down the back of my throat. I'm all numbed up at this point, and I'm kind of going,
is it weird?
Yeah, there's a little pressure, and you know something's going mm-hmm. down there, mm-hmm. but no problem at all. And he looks around and he says, "Say E." So he's got the little thing down in the back of my throat, and I go, "E." He says, "Say it again, E." He said, "Now close your mouth and blow out like you're blowing a trumpet." So I go with that, and he looks around at it a little bit, and then he goes, "Say ah," and I go ah, and he says, "E again, E." I look at E, mm-hmm. and he takes it out, and he takes the thing out, and he like puts it down, puts it back in his crown. I'm like, "Okay, when's the guy gonna talk?"
Yeah.
And he goes,
"Oh no,
not really that bad."
Oh, thank God.
That's good.
And he said even something better than that. He said something like, nothing really bad.
Good.
You know, because
really
everybody, when you're there, you know, you're thinking, you know, can we play a game? You know, Mike doing the show with a little lavalier microphone in his blowhole, you know, for the rest of my days, you know.
Sure.
Then doing the whole, during the rest of my week. He said the same thing they've told me before when I had this problem. This is due to reflux. Mm-hmm. This is, and so many people have reflux. I was given a prescription for reflux the last time I had my physical, and I didn't fill it. I've been eating the Pepcid AC at night, not thick enough.
No.
So now I am taking this twice a day, mm-hmm. and I will be fine, apparently.
Fine.
And
fine.
I'm not as freaked out about the voice as I was before, but it sounds a little raspy because you really have irritation on your vocal cords because of acid. And he also said you can get that acid on your vocal cords even when you don't feel like you have acid indigestion.
Wow.
Yes,
so
that's
I'm doing fine.
Does
any
diet
questions?
Have anything to do with it?
What?
Could you even help it with diet?
This going on a diet will reduce it. True.
I'm just glad
seriously?
You're
going
to live.
Yeah, seriously. Okay.
Going on a what?
Going
a
on a diet will reduce the reflux.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you eat well, you do not get reflux. If you eat,
it isn't what you eat. It's the amount of weight you carry. The heavier you are, the more of a reflux problem you'll have.
Uh-oh. That's odd. I have no reflux.
You mean how fat I am?
It could be a factor.
Really?
Yeah, it actually is a factor.
Really?
The more weight you lose, the less reflux you'll have.
All right, skinny mini. I'm glad. All right, thanks. Thanks for your little tip in.
Skinny mini.
Thanks, right, Dr. Welby.
I'm
you
sorry.
Made a fat comment, a real serious fat comment.
I'm only trying to help.
Well, your voice wouldn't be so bad if you weren't that fat. Thank
That's
you very
exactly
much.
What he said.
The Everybody say it. I am
what?
Fat.
Now you decide to pipe up? What?
No,
what do you? What is it now?
And you had Mexican for lunch.
I have Mexican for lunch. We'll be right back after a short break, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.